estimating repair cost for your ARV. All right, so let's talk about it today. I have a question that came in today, and it's a very simple question. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about estimating repair cost for your ARV. All right, so let's talk about it today. I have a question that came in today, and it's a very simple question, and I want to dive into it. If you're brand new here, I want to also bring you up to speed. What is wholesaling? What is ARV? Why? What's the purpose? Why are people engaged in this? Why is everyone talking about wholesaling, right? So before we get into that, let me just ask you the question that I was just sent. So maybe let's dive into it together and work it out together. Let's relax. All right, so the question goes, what formulas do you use to get repair values and the ARV? It's a loaded question, okay? It's a loaded question. But as usual, I'm actually going to be very upfront. I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm also going to maybe expose a few BS here and there about the industry and how people may have told you the wrong things. And it just doesn't work that way. So let's talk about it really quickly. First of all, what is wholesaling? Wholesaling is the art and the science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking them under contract, and then selling the contract for a fee. A fee can range anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000, which is my highest. And there are people that have done $150,000, $250,000, just from one deal, okay? So it's a very lucrative business if it's done the right way. My job here is to continue to enlighten you about the business, the trends, basically the business about marketing. It's really about your ability to go to market and find these deals. So it's not really about anything else. It's not about how good your contract is. It's not about knowing the legalities. It's not about becoming a lawyer, you know. It's about marketing. It's about marketing skills. Your job is to find those deals, either for yourself or you find it for other people, other investors. Now, the formula, in order to know if a deal is a deal, you know, you found a property, is it a deal? You found a person looking to sell a property, right? So you're looking for two types of people, right? On the front end, you're looking for motivated sellers, people that are looking to get rid of a property. Not sell, but looking to get rid of a property for whatever events has happened in their life, a pre-foreclosure, divorce, a death in the family, they need to get rid of a property, right? And you found somebody looking to sell a property very cheaply, right? But then you need to know if it's a deal. So there's a formula called the after repair value. That's the number that you need to figure out. What is the after repair value of the property? And your job is to secure a contract at 65% less the repair estimate, right? 65% of the after repair value less the estimate, right? That number is exactly your maximum allowable offer. So your job is to lock in the property at your MAO, the maximum allowable offer. So what is maximum allowable offer again? Is basically the after repair value multiplied by 0.65 or 65%. So if it's $100,000 after repair value of the property, meaning after the property is in good shape and everything, how much is it gonna cost you to bring it back up to speed, right? That repair estimate, you need to know that number, right? But when you bring it back up to speed, what is it worth in today's market? In today's market, how do you figure out what today's market is? You basically have to look at the market. Properties that sold within 1 mile radius in the last 6 months in that area, averaged out, weighted average. And then whatever that average is, that's your after repair value. You multiply that by 65% and then you minus the repair estimate. So the question here is that what is the formula to find the repair estimate? How do you know what a property is worth? Well, that's a different question. I have a different video on that entirely. You could just search Ola Tokes Abitogun after repair value. There are at least two or three videos will pop up on that topic. But today we're talking about the repair estimate. How do you come up with the proper repair estimate? This is a controversial and a loaded question because, you know, you're going to find investors in the business that have a tendency to want to make fun of wholesalers coming up with bogus estimates. They are right, but they're also wrong. Okay, and I want to share with you the both perspectives with you so you can understand which part of that battle you want to pick. Right, so you can fight the proper battle. You have to pick your battles in this game. There's a lot of moving variables, but I want to tell you, I want to encourage you again that as a wholesaler, your responsibility is really marketing, finding those deals. Okay, if it's a deal, investors will pick it up, but they will do their own estimate, they do their own due diligence. Okay, not only should they do their own due diligence, you should ask them, you should be the one to ask them and say, hey, this is the estimate that I have, but you need to do your own due diligence. You need to see the property. Go see the property. Maybe you're a virtual wholesaler. Go see the property. I'll arrange for someone to get you inside, but you need to do your own due diligence. In other words, they should not be counting on you to give them an accurate repair estimate. Your repair estimate is exactly what it is, an estimate. Meaning it's not right, it's not wrong. You could be completely off, right? They should expect that you're probably going to give them an estimate that may be off, you know? So there's no guarantee that the repair estimate, if you say it needs about $50,000 worth of work, there's no guarantee that that's all they're gonna spend. There's no guarantee that they have to spend up to that either. So it works both ways, right? So this is the part that, let's talk as a wholesaler. As a wholesaler, your job, like I said, is marketing. Your resources, including your cash dollars, your time, will be spent on finding potential deals, okay? And I say potential deals because it's not necessarily a deal until it's locked up and it closes, right? So potential deal because, you know, you looked at the repair and it looks like it needs carpeting, it needs painting, it needs maybe a roof, maybe a roof replacement. And then you say, you know, a roof is about $9,000. Carpeting maybe another $3,000 to $4,000 because it's a $1,200. It's a 1,200 square footage. You see, what I'm doing exactly right now is called estimating. But of course, your estimation, your ability to be able to estimate will increase over time. Will be better. Will be more accurate over time with experience. That's just common sense, right? In the beginning, it can be quite off, but it doesn't have to be all the way off. You can Google some information like, hey, estimate repair, 1200 square footage, carpeting, and you can come up with some really, really cool, close to accurate information, but educated information for that matter, based on square footage, the size of the house, based on the zip code, because again, it depends on what area of the town, what part of the city you are in, depends on what city in the United States you are in, depends on what part of the city that you're in as well too. So what's the point I'm trying to drive home here? The point I'm trying to drive home is very, very simple. An estimate is an estimate. An estimate is an estimate. No one should hold you accountable for anything besides just making an estimate, right? But I also encourage you to educate yourself about the business and see if you can come up with some estimate based off of simple stuff like carpeting, like painting, like a roof. You should know what roof costs on a simple size, 1200 square footage, two-story building, has a patio, something like. You should be able to make such estimate just off of Google. And Google is an estimate. Google will actually give you what they call an estimate. So imagine somebody trying to hold Google responsible for giving an estimate that's not accurate. You know, I ended up spending more, or I ended up spending less. So that's why I said this is a loaded question. What's the formula that I use? Honestly, I go with three numbers. I come up with three numbers for every deal that I do, okay? One number is the low end. The other number is the high end, and there's the mid range for that, okay? So if a house is a tear down, complete tear down, it needs to be torn down completely. In this area where I live in, it's called 07095 of New Jersey. That's the zip code. $100,000 complete tear down, I would say between $85,000 and $100,000, depends on the size of the house. If it's a house that just needs carpeting, it needs maybe one or two windows, but it needs some painting and stuff like that, I would say between $15,000 and $25,000, right? Now we'll make it a hard number. So instead of saying $15,000 to $25,000, I would say something like $17,000 to $23,000, right? It's an estimate, okay? There may be a big hole with a pitless hole in the basement of the building. That's not my responsibility. It's the responsibility of the interested investor to go look at the property and dig into the basement and make sure there's no pitless hole in that basement. That's not my job, okay? If I found it before they get there, it's my job from an ethical standpoint to let them know there's a pitless, there's a bottomless pit in the basement. But if I don't have that, I don't have that. And I don't take responsibility for information that I don't have. I have zero reason as a wholesaler, a marketer, to hide information. And you shouldn't either, right? But I want you to understand that you don't have to take on beyond the scope of what you do as a wholesaler. As a wholesaler, you find deals. It's the job of the investor that's actually going to invest their money and their credit and their resources into that deal to do their due diligence. You can give them a range. Always keep it in a range, $17,000 to $23,000. The mid range will be about $45,000 to $55,000. So in other words, I wouldn't say $45,000 to $55,000. I would say about $42,000. The high end of that, if you really want to put some money into that property, make sure it sells quickly, you probably should be looking to spend about $53,000 to $54,000. I will give a range. Okay, now the other flip side is that some people will say, oh no, you should get estimates from three contractors. You know, how many estimates are you going to be getting, and how many times do you think you're going to do that before the contractors figure out that you're not going to do this deal by yourself? In other words, they're not going to get the job. Plus, it doesn't really benefit you, right? Plus, it's beyond the scope of what you do as a marketer, as a wholesaler, right? It's beyond the scope. Your job is to give a simple estimate. As a matter of fact, it's okay to say, I don't have an estimate. It needs lots of work. It's not a tear down, but it needs some work. You could say that. It's okay to actually say that. So, but if you're making estimates and you want to create a after repair value, what I just said, which is creating a range based off of the information in the local area, Google the square footage, what parts of the building you're trying to get an estimate for, and Google zip code for it, and you have more than enough information to make an estimate and say, hey, the after repair value of this property is $200,000. It needs about $25,000 high end, you know. So $130,000, 65%, that's $130,000. 65% of $200,000, $130,000, minus $25,000, $105,000. Okay, I'm willing to give an offer of $105,000. But let's start from $95,000. Let's see if they're willing to accept $95,000. And you can give your offer just that simple. Keep it simple. Your job is to find these deals. You got to be moving with speed of light and get through negotiations as fast as humanly possible. But that's a rough way for you to do it. In other words, keep it rough, simple. Keep it simple and scribble some stuff on the paper and get things moving. If you do such rough estimate like that, if it's a deal, it's a deal. You can't force a deal to not be a deal. And you can't force a deal that's not a deal to be a deal. That's just the way it works. But if you understand those simple numbers like that, you will be just fine. That's how I estimate repair for my ARV, because it's called estimating. It's not about coming up with accurate numbers. There's no such thing anyway. It's a moving number based on time, how long you're going to be on the business, how many mistakes you're going to make on that particular deal, on the project. It's a moving situation, okay? So that's what I wanted to share with you right now. If you want to understand smart real estate wholesaling, you want to learn how to use the internet to generate leads, you want to learn how to make money even if you don't close deals, go here. Smart real estate wholesaling. Go grab this book. It's absolutely free. The PDF is free. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to go. If you go there right now, I'll give you Real Estate Money Secrets. It's my newest book. I'll give you that absolutely for free as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.